Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Chuck Bonnywell, Julie Hayden Show, Truth Straight Up.
On a snowy day.
I'm wearing my snow outfit.
Our son is home, as he always is.
It was me. He manifested a snow day. No, it's still snowing. He may have a snow day tomorrow.
He may have a permanent snow day. The school seems to be off more than it's on. And he's off Friday anyway, because it's Friday.
Exactly.
It's every day, but we'll have a great show anyway.
That's right. We have Vicky Tompkins coming on. And I don't know if she's there or not. She's the chairperson of El Paso County. We warned you about this before. Rhinos threatening to conspiring basically with the establishment to steal control of the El Paso County Republican Party.
Well, they
and others, they are making their move. Vicky is the grassroots chairperson there, duly elected by the people in the party there. And since the rhinos can't get elected, they want to do away with elections and just take control. I think there's a word for that, and I don't think it's democracy. But you know what? I think I can see we're having a little bit of trouble. I think it's all the snow connecting. Vicky, if you can hear me, we're going to have our producer go ahead and give you a phone of call. Is that okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. I can see you fine, but you can't see me.
Okay, that's fine, but we'll just go ahead and do that. But also want to let folks know, Rush Limbaugh, in December of 2020, predicted exactly what's going on with the Joe Biden situation.
And we'll talk about that.
And that's going to show you, talk about corrupt media. You know, you saw the breathless headlines, Greta Thunberg arrested, the video of her being hauled away. Well, we'll show you the behind-the-scenes video about what really happened.
It was an all-planned deal. The Greens are part of a coalition government in the province.
Disgusting. And the media that goes along with it. But right now, they want to talk with El Paso County Chairperson Vicky Tompkins. And Vicky, thank you for your time again. We had you on before, and you were saying that the rhinos were kind of threatening to do this. And indeed, they have done this, an attempt to kind of go around the people voting. Why don't you explain what the latest is and what, if anything, you're doing about it?
Well, so a petition went out by Chuck Borman, who is the former clerk and recorder here in El Paso County. I think that was a stupid move on his part, but anyway, he did it. A petition to basically get rid of me. I didn't fully understand the petition because, as with most things, they never give you a reason.
Right.
They're stocked full of lies from, there's so many things. I think they just sit around and meet and think of lies that they can put out there on me. And that's fine. That's what people do, I guess. But they're basically wanting to say that our precinct appointment process there's a problem. Well, here's the bigger problem. The way our bylaws state how precinct leaders are supposed to be put in after caucus. This is after caucus.
Right.
And you know, you have all those seats that have to be filled. Right. Well, my job is to do that very thing. However, I have a team of people who help me, and they're all a part of the central committee. They talk to their neighbors, they talk to their friends. And if those positions are available, then they can be in that position. We do all the background work. Our bylaws are very clear that the chair, vice chair, and secretary of the party are the ones that can fill those positions. Before, when I first came in, I saw many of those packets that only had one signature.
Mm-hmm.
And early on, about 2 years ago, when Christy came in, she calls me one day and says that there's a concern about the precinct form not having two people sign off on it. And I said, well, that's how we do it.
Yeah.
And because she said, you need to know with three people, you have to have a majority, and that would be two signatures. I was like, wow, I really do know how to count. I mean, sometimes people talk to me as if not the smartest one in the room, but the dumbest one in the room.
Yeah.
And I try not to get offended by it because they don't know any better.
Right.
And I'm not going to go there with my thoughts right now. However, so they're questioning that because I have worked very hard. Everywhere I go, Chuck and Julie, every time I'm speaking before a group of Republicans, I am constantly telling them to get engaged, get involved. Right. Right. This is your county. This is your state. This is your country. And if you don't get involved, who will?
Right.
If you're not going to do it now, when are you going to do it? Are you going to wait till everything's gone and destroyed and all of a sudden you're going to get a spine and stand up?
Right.
So that's what has happened here. We've grown the party. I thought we were the party of the big tent.
Right.
Well, we've expanded our tent and some people don't like that.
No, the big tent wasn't supposed to include grassroots. I mean, here's the bottom line. It's just a bunch of nonsense what they're saying. The problem they have is if they don't like you as chair, well, next month they can vote in a new chair. The problem is they don't have enough votes because nobody else wants them in. And so they're trying to figure out a way to steal it. And Christy Burton Brown is helping to make sure because they can't win with a popular vote because nobody wants them. So they want to just go ahead and say, well, look, we're the Rhino establishment. We're the privileged. We're smarter than everybody else. And by the way, we're consultants making a lot of money. So we can't surely have Vicky Tompkins and her pesky little voters and the grassroots people deciding things. It's up to us elite. I mean, that's just my take on it.
Well, that's my take on it, too. I know a lot of people call these guys rhinos. I don't give them that privilege. You know, okay. I heard somebody saying it may have been on your show that a rhino is a very majestic animal. So I don't.
Yeah. Are you there? You
might anyone else who thinks they have the answers better than anyone else? I mean, you guys are educated people. I'm an educated person. I can think for myself.
Right.
And when
right.
I see something is wrong, I'm going to say it is not right. And so what?
Put your hat again.
Oh, you're kind of breaking
state
up.
Party chair.
Okay.
Okay. I think what Christy is doing is a personal thing.
Oh. Well, and let's back up. Christy Burton Brown from the beginning has...
So the petition went out. We were talking about the petition that went out under Chuck Borman.
Right.
You have 25% because their request was to have a meeting with the state central committee.
Right.
And it's like, you have a right to do that. Get that 25%.
Right.
They didn't even get 100.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's my issue, too. And good, Vicky, just so you know, you're a little bit glitchy here, so I apologize if I'm interrupting you.
Yeah, I mean,
it seems to me that part of the thing, so they were supposed to get a certain number of people on this petition for Christy to call this committee to vote to essentially steal the El Paso County Republican Party from Republicans and hand it over to a bunch of establishment. You know, less than rhinos. From what I saw from the thing, she didn't make it clear that they had that. It seems like
she's
just calling the meeting, right?
Correct. And she can do that. I'm not going to begrudge her not doing her job because our bylaws are clear as mine are clear that the chair can call a special meeting. Well, I think, and I haven't researched this, but I think under the state bylaws, we call it special meeting and emergency meeting. And I'm not sure if they have that in the state bylaws where it's emergency or special. Well, she's calling this an emergency meeting.
But yeah, the emergency is the rhinos are about to lose and the grassroots are about to win. That's an emergency if you're Christy Burton Brown.
Well, I thought that was kind of curious. Why is this an emergency? Why can't this wait? You know, we all have these elections that we have to prepare for. In February, we have deadlines, and now you're putting more on my plate when you haven't even told me who I'm fighting, first of all. You haven't told me who the other side is. She just refers to them as the other side. You have not even asked me the things that they've put out there. You haven't asked me if those things are true. You haven't asked me if I have proof whether or not they're true.
Right.
But yet you're not taking sides. Well... You're kind of believing what they're saying and not getting the other side.
Well, and she's on her way out, too.
When is this state central committee meeting?
The emergency.
July 31st.
July 31st.
It's July 31st. It's not into the...
Excuse me. I'm sorry. January. See, okay. I'm halfway down the year.
Okay.
It's January. Excuse me.
And where is it supposed to be at?
It's going to be a virtual meeting, right?
Oh, yeah. It has to be virtual.
Okay. Well, and here's the thing, too, so people understand. Christy Burton Brown, her term is essentially what? It's over as of February, right? Or March?
March.
I mean, she's the outgoing. She's already announced she's not going to run. So, Vicky, she doesn't even... You would think the responsible thing for her to do would be, number one, let you guys go ahead and hold the election. And if the people of El Paso County Republicans there have a problem with you, well, then they can elect somebody else as a chairperson. If, God forbid, the RINOs don't steal it and you win, even then there's a new state chair coming in. And why not let that person deal with it? So it seems to me Christy Burton Brown is just going out of her way to like you say, I mean, I don't understand why she would even, well, I understand why, but it's crazy to me that she's even doing this.
I think it's a favor. I didn't say that to her, but I do think it's a favor from these individuals who have promised her something, or whether it's good or bad, a good promise or a bad promise. I think it's disturbing to me that not only is it happening in our state, but it's happening throughout the country, yes. That the Republican Party, who these are the same people who tout unity, unity, let's come together.
Yes.
Yet they're doing all these divisive things. Right. I have not come against them. The only thing I have said to them is when they wanted to start Peak Republicans, you must get permission to do that. That's right. All I said.
Right.
And of course, I'm wrong for that. However, Christy is doing this personally because these guys did not meet the 25% threshold.
Right.
And she specifically said to me that she's doing this meeting.
Yes.
Cool. You have the right to do that. However, you also have the right to tell me who my accusers are,
right,
which she will not divulge that. And what are they accusing me of that you would go to great lengths to make sure that you find an outside source to run my meeting? Not considering any bylaws, just doing this carte blanche as you think you can. When people think they can do things because they have a position, that makes me nervous for that person.
Right.
Is she calling a El Paso County Central Committee meeting, or is she calling a state central?
January 31st is a state central committee meeting.
Because El Paso County would still vote for Vicky. Well, then let's keep in mind, this is the same Christy Burton Brown, who, by the way, initially we supported her, but the same Christy Burton Brown who didn't have a problem with the chair, with the treasurer of the state Republican Party, supporting Democrats in the election up there in is it Mesa County or Park County?
Park County.
I mean, so that was okay. So you'd think that would be an emergency meeting. The chairperson of Park County, that guy's wife, openly supported Democrats, and that was okay. And you know, Vicky, you're only seeing is, you know, that you have the support of the grassroots people, and there are more of us than there are of them. So they can't let anything go to a vote anymore. I mean, look at Mitch McConnell and the kind of way he spent money to undermine Republicans. It's, you know, she should take a look at the whole debate going on about the House Speaker and see those people were heroes. People like you are heroes. And rather than being smacked down and doing everything to make your life miserable, because by the way, everybody listening, Vicky does not get paid for any of this. This is just, you know, but rather than do that, they try to make your life as miserable as possible because they don't want the rest of us participating in their little elite establishment club.
Correct. I mean, so many of the new people that have come on board, they're like, you know what? I realized one day I wake up, and where's my country?
Yes.
Where's my county? Where's my state?
Right.
And they said, no more sitting on the couch and just throwing something at the TV.
Right.
I decided I'm going to get involved. So they just found out, how do I do this? Where's the Republican headquarters? They start coming. And I say, well, the first things you want to do is you want to get down to the basics. That's becoming a precinct leader. That is the basic.
Right.
And if we have vacancies, I'm going to fill them.
Right.
If someone brings a friend into my office and says, this person lives in precinct 123, is there any vacancies in 123? I go look up. If there's a vacancy in 123, if that person is a Republican and they want to get engaged, here's the paperwork that Eli Brimmer came up with, by the way. here is the paperwork, sign it. You are a new precinct leader in 1, 2, 3. You guys are co-precinct leaders. Yeah. What is so bad about that?
No. Well, and they can do it too if they want, right? They can fill a precinct. They can't because people don't agree with them. People agree with what you're more people. Let me put it that way, you know? So, and I see Charlene has this whole set. Charlene, we're going to get to your comments there too. Charlene, Vicky, just so you know, in the chat section, she's like, hashtag escape the GOP. She's like, why are we putting up with this abuse? And Charlene, it is becoming increasingly difficult to come up with arguments about, I mean, why you're not right there, just so you know. But Vicky, let me ask you this. Do you have any recourse? Can you file some kind of lawsuit asking for an injunction to stop this? Or is it just?
Well, I'm looking at all my options. Okay. That's all I'm going to say at this point. I can tell you this. Many of the people here in El Paso County are livid. They're like, not again.
Yeah.
Why do they keep bothering us here in El Paso County?
Well, I promise you, it's not the only county.
Yeah, no, it's happening in other counties too.
As a practical matter, I hope you do sue if you have a good grounds, because the problem has been is the establishment always sues. When the chair went against the establishment vis-a-vis whether there could be another name on a primary ballot for a state senator seat, they went to court and won. So
here's the thing. I was at that meeting. Yeah. I know what happened at that meeting. And they cheated, and then they took it to court and won. And that's where I had my problem.
You need to go to court too and see if you can win. Because you got nothing to lose other than some money, of course. But
There's that. Oh, the minor. Well, you know, and in a way, there's pushing. It's like any kind of bully, right? They're going to keep bullying you until you stand up and you push back a little bit. Remember when Christy Burton Brown and the lawyers said Peg Cage, who has MyColoradoGOP.org, has had it forever. And they said she can't use it because it says Colorado GOP.
Like, no, it didn't say. Yeah, it said. Except the problem was the state laws say that you can prevent anybody saying Republican. It doesn't say GOP.
And then Peg Cage, why? They said, okay, let me have my lawyer look into that. And so our lawyer sent them a letter and said, you know what, you can't do this, you have to explain it, blah blah blah. And she never heard a word about it again. So I understand it's maybe not that easy and there's money involved, but it, you know,
people can always donate.
There we go.
Well, you know, if you're gonna sue, let us know, we'll kind of get some money.
Let us know if you I don't know, Randy Corcoran's great, I don't know, just volunteering or not volunteering, but
yeah, if you need some money, you know, we don't have tons of it, but we'll send a little along and urge everybody.
Options. I'm looking, you know, I've gotten a lot of different, some great advice, some great counsel. The people here in El Paso County are not going to let it go.
Good.
They are, how do we get in touch with these people? What can we do? How can we help you? Tell us what to do. We want to help you on this. And there's a lot of people that are helping because I've got to get ready for our February the 11th meeting.
Yes, yes, you do.
Slack, and they're doing some things behind the scenes that I probably am not aware of everything.
Yeah.
Because they're like, no, you are fighting for us and we want to help you fight back. And right. So I understand their angst, but I think when they put some of these things in our bylaws that I follow, I think in their...
Well, you're glitching again.
...will forever be in control. So now that you have a grassroots person who is running the party, they're like, oh no, she's right. Actually using the bylaws that we put in place and they want to run away from it.
Right.
Right.
All right. Well, we want to wish you the best. Keep us surprised.
Thank you.
We'll see you. I'll see you anywhere. If they have the meeting, I'll be down there speaking on up for you to the extent they allow people to, because I'm a member of the SEC, state SEC. So all right. Best of luck.
All right. Thank you, Vicky.
Appreciate you guys inviting me to come on.
Oh, of course, of course. Well, and here's the thing, you know, again, the way it's supposed to work is in the counties, the members of the county party vote for the county leadership. If the state chair doesn't like that, well, that's just too bad, right? It's like, you know, that's tough luck. The people voted. And to have the chair just sort of unilaterally decide, particularly at the end of her term, right. When there's another election, you know, again, if the people in El Paso County didn't want to vote for Vicky, then they won't in February. But these rhinos know that they don't have the votes to beat her. So they go to their crony, Christy Burton Brown, and say, hey, just call this meeting and get rid of Vicky. I mean, can you imagine the chaos if the new chair comes in and says, I'm going to get rid of every county chair I don't like? I mean,
and she's doing it.
Well, yeah. It just destroys the integrity of the whole party. And, you know, we got a bunch of other stuff to talk about, but Charlene, I want to go ahead and read Charlene and, you know, oh, everybody says, Vicky, by the way, Charlene is saying you're so well-spoken and calm and collective and effective. The rhinos are scared of you. And yes, she said she would like to contribute to your offense fund too. But Charlene, I'm going to go back to, cause you bring this point up and it's a wise one. How much more abuse and treachery from the Colorado GOP before real Republicans start a real Republicans party? Let Colorado lead the nation in stepping away from the ashes of the rhino-controlled GOP. You know, I don't know. I mean, in part, sometimes it's just so hard to do, I think, is the biggest thing, and to rebuild that infrastructure. And that's the main reason. And that's not a very good reason, Charlene. I mean, it's not a very passionate reason, I guess I would say. What would you say?
You know, you can't.
You've kind of talked about that.
Well, but it's very hard to turn the party over to the rhinos. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just want to have them at least you can fight the rhinos here. If you belong to the American Constitution Party, the Libertarian Party, all you do is meetings with yourselves.
Right.
And you don't have any say. And that's because our system is set up. Rigged is another word. The state statutes with two primary parties who get up above 10% of the government.
It's extremely
vote.
Difficult to be a new party, yes. To be a third party. Yes. So, all right, well, that's enough. We'll keep you posted on that because there's a ton of other stuff I want to talk about today. The Joe Biden debacle continues the drip, drip, drip. But Chuck found this. This is an astonishing prediction. So Rush Limbaugh, who you've always said explained and understood Democrats better than anybody.
Yeah, he really did. And you know, you have Buck Sexton and Clay Shaw, I think. Replace them. There's nothing wrong with them, but they never say anything that you kind of go, huh, I'd really examine that or thought of that. And Rush Limbaugh did. I mean, he really would come up saying, this is what they're going to do. And they would do it.
Right.
They would do it. I mean, so here's Rush Limbaugh back in 2020.
Here, if we could please play the Limbaugh soundbite.
I'm going to tell you, folks, I think we're seeing enough information on the Bidens now to safely say that Biden will serve at the pleasure of Barack Obama. If Obama gives the green light to Democrats to take Biden out, there will be ample evidence that Biden has lied about his knowledge. His family was selling his name and office with his permission. And if that's in fact the case, then there's likely unreported money that will be found. The fake news media will temporarily become hard news media if the decision is made that Biden has to step down. Until that time, they will be covering for Biden. They'll be making excuses for Biden. They'll be ignoring all the negatives. You wait and see, and then watch what happens to their ratings when that happens.
Now, this comes from December 15th, 2020, so a little over a month after the election ended. And that is exact description of the last 2+ years of covering up, blah, 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 blah. And then Obama saying, and I assume it's Obama, but maybe it's Klaus Schwab,
yeah.
Or a cabal or something else. But all of a sudden, one day, it became boom. Oh, yeah. We found documents. Oh, November? Did we find it? Well, we didn't have Obama's okay then. So we shut him up. You know, we kept it hidden.
That's why I think, you know, Karine Jean-Pierre has appeared so flustered at some of the news conferences because she did not get the memo, take Biden
right.
down.
Take Biden.
I think it's clear they want to hold it against him so he doesn't run in 2024. And
if he makes it to 2024.
I mean, CNN is doing stories.
Oh, yeah, CNN was saying, you know, a younger brother is just as corrupt as the older brother. You know, yeah, of course.
And it was it the Wall Street Journal that found the the documents that show that Hunter Biden was claiming he was paying $50,000 a month rent.
49 or whatever.
Yeah. To Joe Biden, which Joe Biden did not claim on the tax and his taxes.
Right. And in addition to that, it was not Fox or some conservative outlet. It was CBS News right. that came out with the broke the story.
Yeah. No, is absolutely right. Because here's what, I mean, keep in mind, they are still the media. They're being extremely corrupt about this whole thing. They're just attacking Biden. What they're not asking is, what the heck is the Department of Justice doing? I mean, let's just go back to this. So in November, Biden's lawyers, for some unknown reason, are searching his, you know, his the UPenn office, and they find these documents. Now, they say they called the FBI. And then the they say to the FBI, this is kind of according to Biden, hey, do you want us to, you know, to keep searching, or do you guys want to search now? Because yeah. this could be a problem. And the FBI says, oh, why don't you guys just go ahead
yeah,
and search?
Yeah, we don't need to be there for you.
No,
notice how with the FBI, with Trump, they can't be in the office. They have to be outside. They cannot even watch what the FBI
with guns raiding.
Now for Biden, it's no, we won't even be there. We won't be there.
You find
something really bad, you know, burn it.
I mean, that's a question. So you're a suspected murderer and
JonBenet.
The cops say, well, we want to go search your house or the murder scene. And you're like, well, I can do that. And the cops say, okay, well, will you just let us know if you find anything?
Well, what the Boulder police did.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's ludicrous. And then Chuck, you're the lawyer, so I have a question. But it seems, is any of that even admissible? Because wouldn't the lawyers have attorney-client privilege? So if they were to say to the attorneys, hey, what did you find when you searched the house? The attorneys could say, attorney-client privilege, can't tell you. I mean, is there any reason that couldn't play out that way?
You could argue that. I mean, they could also argue, no, you took on a different function. It wasn't a normal lawyer. You took on it's like when a DA goes out and finds things and all of a sudden he becomes a witness. You can't say, I was doing a prosecutorial job. You weren't. You're doing a police function. So here you could analyze, so no, they weren't really doing a normal attorney-client one. They were doing a search on behalf of police, and so they are the police, and therefore, you know, it's all like everything else in the law, it's always updated to argument.
But the bottom line is, though, it's incredibly stupid on the part of the FBI. But the FBI isn't stupid. They may be corrupt and evil, but they're not stupid. So, you know, number one, the big question is why did the FBI do that? Why did the Department of Justice tell the Biden attorneys? I mean, because apparently, because I think Biden was trying to, they're kind of on the defense. They said, hey, we offered. And they said, no, that's cool. You guys just do it yourself. But are the corrupt media
the FBI and the, you know, they all, well, I hope these lawyers are corrupt. They'll put under, yeah. They'll just hide. What do you mean you found some, you morons?
Hello?
Can't you hire some crooked lawyers? There's plenty out there. Jesus, what do you mean you found some?
Well, you kept finding them. But the media is not asking any questions about that, right? No. They're all also not doing a whole lot to look at the fact that this Biden stuff, everybody's known about this. They aren't doing any more, but well, I mean, again, they're protecting the deep state, which is, as we talked about before, I think it's a cabal interest of some big business, the big tech companies, the, you know, Department of Justice, and you know, some of the intel agencies. I mean, no one's gone back and say, why did you guys lie to us about the Hunter Biden laptop? I mean, there were so many things. So the media is still as much in on this as it ever has been.
Well, that's what Rush said. He said, one, watch all the, the CNN's tank without Trump to attack. He's absolutely right about that. Two, he says, watch them all of a sudden become guardians of morality against the Democrats for 1 month or whatever it takes for Biden to get the message
right.
And for the rest of us to get the message. And it's just how corrupt our system is.
Huh.
You know, I always thought I was a cynic. No, you were so naive.
Talking about that, you know, in our last show with the Twitter files revealing, would you have thought, okay, now I thought that probably they had some, that they, being the government, had some influence over the Twitter people, and because they were all sort of ideologically and financially aligned, it never would have occurred to me that the FBI had like a special portal that were requesting thousands and thousands of accounts. And not only that, but they were going around, you know, the search and seizure and surveillance laws by just asking Twitter.
Yeah, you give us some money. Yeah.
Yeah, you give us.
Bob, you go in there and take this stuff and give it to us. And therefore, we didn't go into the building. Yeah.
Use people's Twitter accounts to spy on their cell phones and things like that.
And even geolocations.
Yeah, even, you know, again, I think like we've, you know, the CIA.
Meanwhile, our courts are just comatose over all this.
No, and they don't care. And so it'll be interesting to see where it goes. And this is what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for some, and I don't know, maybe they're going to do this in two steps. I'm waiting for some Democrat, not Kamala Harris, because I don't think they're letting her talk, kind of rise to the front and try to kind of claim some sort of moral high road about Joe Biden. And that's going to be the nominee. Gavin Newsom? No, who?
Adam Schiff. He's already come out saying, I think that Mr. Biden is in serious quandary here.
Democrat Party.
Well, who better?
Go for who that. Better? That's right. Replace who Joe better? Biden with Adam Schiff.
You're not going to replace him, but you said, you know, some Democrats going to rise up to say, now, wait a minute, this is all corrupt. And Adam Schiff is designated himself or somebody else?
Well, I don't think he doesn't designate himself. Somebody else has given him permission too.
Yeah, right? Saying, hey, look, I'm not looking too good. Shove me off the committee. Let me do this.
That's right. Know? I'll go ahead. And do
this. I've done so much for
but,
people.
You know, too, is I suspect that sooner or later, and sooner rather than later, somebody's going to kind of start rising up and that's going to be, you know, their candidate. Do you think? Or is it going to be like a free for all?
No, because, you know, if you go, you do not want to be the person attacking Joe Biden and running. That's not the one. You want somebody else to attack and you arrive. And
Schiff can say, Chuck, you please save our party. Yes. Right? Well, and I think
Adam Schiff has said it, but I didn't say it, but
I think the first thing they're going to do is pressure Biden to announce he's not going to run.
Well, he already has. He's already not said that. But,
he's supposed to make an announcement, they thought, in February, which I think is why all of this is happening now. And you got to wonder, have they been sitting on this? I mean, they're so sneaky, it does make you wonder if they've been sitting on this really since he was elected, just in case they need it, just in case he foolishly thought he could run again. Right. And Jill is saying, run again, you know, so I don't know. The problem I think they have is who's going to replace him. I don't know about that.
I think you're right.
Can I say something? I can't find. First of all, I can't find that little hand to raise.
Oh, but that's okay. So just
it's the lower right hand corner.
Just jump in, Jacob. That's okay.
Okay. Rhonda McDaniel is being opposed by, I think, a lady by the name of Dylan.
Carmeet Dylan. Yep.
You're right. So if Dylan wins, does she get control of the money that? That Mitch McConnell has control of?
No, two totally funds. Things, different funds. One's the Senate Majority Fund, where he hits up all the lobbyists, and the other is the RNC fund, where they hit up separate lobbyists. So there's two different funds.
Can she help the lady in El Paso County if she wins?
No, you'll never get it. No, they're at that. You know, they'll try not to. They'll try not to.
I mean, theoretically, she could contribute to a, you know, Save El Paso County fund or something like that.
But they won't.
But I think they won't. I think it's happening too fast, right? I mean, I think by the time she takes over there, and she's got enough to fight. But that's a good idea, Jacob. Yeah, by the way, that's a good idea.
Okay,
somebody needs to help.
Right. And the last thing I wanted to ask is, you know, this guy came forward. He was one of the many that signed that the laptop was Russian misinformation. And he just admitted that, they knew it was real stuff.
Right.
Now,
they kind of, you know, it's interesting.
He fudged that a little bit.
Well, he didn't fudge it. The source kind of cheated with it. What he said, you know, any kind of disinformation has lots of truthful things in it. And it just has a few knockout ones that allow you to destroy. But it can't have all false information. So all he was saying really is, we knew we had plenty of true information, but that doesn't mean Russian disinformation doesn't have, by definition, you can be effective. You have to have some true information. And so they've all jumped on top of that, as opposed to saying we all knew everything was true. They didn't know anything. And they didn't care. Right. And they're all crooks. I mean, they ought to go 51. Well, they didn't care. They just went, you know, they didn't know. The FBI knew. The FBI knew it had the laptop and stuff. But all those other guys are just retired jerks who are on a list that the CIA says, hey, sign this. Okay. And see, it doesn't say you know that it's all true. I mean, it was a classic CIA disinformation doc.
Okay, so if that's the second thing I wanted to ask you, but so you got a reporter like Ed O'Keefe, who's the chief White House correspondent for CBS, Okay, if they knew that some of it was true, and Ed O'Keefe is saying no, the whole thing is Russian disinformation, that means he didn't do his backup.
No.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No, if he said they were smarter than somebody saying this is all Russian disinformation, but the excuse was you saw it on the 60 minute interview.
Yeah.
The information saying, you know, we couldn't verify it. Since we couldn't verify everything.
We
couldn't verify it. And everything we say, we double verify and triple verify. So to say it's Russian disinformation, they could say for not doing anything. There is such a thing we couldn't verify.
And the last thing is, I heard many years ago, I think it was Dan Rather, he said, before the networks go on the air and talk about international events, now not national, just international or not domestic, they have to get clearance from the CIA before they can put it on the air.
Wow.
He said that. Yeah.
Wow. I got to tell you what, you know, probably 7 years ago, I would have been no. But today I'm like, probably. You know, I mean, look at the number of CIA and FBI agents who were working at Twitter. You got to wonder, well, how many are wandering around the bowels of CNN, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, you know, as consultants, right?
And Jake Tapper is a former CIA agent.
Was he really? I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Chris Cuomo is going to do that, too. Well, you know, one thing interesting, Jacob, we've talked to Tom Tancredo, and this is how they do it in the House of Representatives, going back to the Senate Majority Fund, Mitch McConnell's money, is I was shocked to hear of Tom Tancredo years ago explain to us, when you get there, pretty much everything that happens to you is dependent on how much money you raise for those funds. So your main role as a senator and a representative is really, and thank God for people like Lauren Boba because they're changing that, but is to call people all day long, every day, asking them for money that then you turn over to Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, but you have to understand what they mean. What they mean is that most people from, let's say, Colorado have no access to anybody with any real money. No. And so they say, well, here's a list of people on K Street that might help you. And so, you know, you call them up and they say, oh, we could help you.
We have
a couple bills you might be very interested, right down your line. And so pretty soon you get co-opted within 6 months of being there because you can't raise money from your own constituents. You bled them dry just to get elected. There's no other way to get money. The only people who know the people with money are the establishment. They give you the access with everybody wink, wink, knowing now you're bought and paid for by that approved lobbyist consultant.
It's a mess.
Wow. All right. Well, you know, I hear there's a bill coming up to abolish the IRS. I think it's going to be next week. So I guess according to their rules, the bill's supposed to be published 72 hours beforehand.
Oh, we'll see that.
I'd like to see some bills that have a chance of passing.
But at least why don't we discuss? Hey, Jacob, thank you,
Jacob.
All right. Thank you. It is too. I think if you're Harmeet Dhillon, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. You've got Ronna McDaniel in that race. You've got Harmeet Dhillon, and then you got Mike Lindell. And I don't know.
Lindell said he had enough votes pledged to prevent
a majority
in the first round. That doesn't mean that he has a majority, but
he has enough to prevent one or the other from winning.
Well, he expressly said for McDaniel, because I think he and Harmeet Dhillon are realizing that
they got to perhaps
their big enemy is her.
The enemy is my friend or something like that. So, well, you know, there's a ton of stuff to talk about there too, but I think it's going to be interesting to see how this all unfolds. And I'm wondering is, after they kind of finished demolishing the Bidens and making it clear, it's like, you guys really want us to start looking at this whole money aspect too, right? I mean, if you're Joe Biden, he didn't get the message right away just over the scandal of documents. So now they're unleashing sort of the phase two, and that is they're releasing all of this financial information, which of course the Republicans have been talking about forever. And I think threatening on that front. And I think that's what's going to get him. At a certain point, the Biden crime family is going to, you know,
and then everybody will forget it. Oh,
and then they'll all move on. Then they'll have a
let's go back to attacking Trump.
Yeah, then they'll indict Trump too, by the way. Yeah, I mean, he'll have a lovely last of his term, and no one will, you know. I mean, I was watching; they were playing little bits of the Martin Luther King speech, and it's like, boy, he is just not all there, you know. Joe Biden is.
Oh, it was, Joe Biden. I thought you said Martin Luther
King. No, he's not there at all. But no, Joe Biden. That was a terrible speech. Well, talking about corrupt media, I don't know if you guys saw. We've got two pieces of video we're going to play for you. Earlier this week. All of the news. So, okay, let me back up. So in Germany, because they're insane with the Green New Deal, they got rid of all of their nuclear power plants. Okay. And so now they have no energy and everybody's freezing. So they want to go back to coal, which is.
And opening the nuclear plant.
Right. And open the nuclear.
And the government is controlled by it's a coalition of the Social Democrats, the Socialists, and the Green Party and the Left Party. So, and so are the provinces. So the Green Party is under a lot of pressure because it's, acceding to these demands without, you know, fighting back. And so they've got to figure out some tricky publicity stunt.
Right. Well, it's exactly. Because, which is ridiculous. It's like, they're like, oh, okay, now that we're all cold, I guess even no matter what party you're in, we do need electricity. We do need heat. We do need things. So let's go back to those coal mines. So Greta Thunberg, a little climate activist, and all of her friends got together at a coal mine. Or I guess I don't know if it's a current one. Yeah. And we're protesting. This is how, this is just an example. This is CNN, how all of the corporate media, you know, breathlessly covered this atrocity. You know, she's just a climate warrior. If we could please play the CNN version.
Say she and other demonstrators broke through a police barrier heading for a coal pit, which authorities say could have collapsed under the weight of the group. Thunberg was also detained on Sunday after addressing demonstrators and joining the protest.
All right, so there you see, for people who are
dragged
just listening, away. She's being hauled away,
against
her will by the German police, having rushed the coal mine, right?
They had to stop it for safety reasons.
Okay, this is what happened before that. So if we could please play the fake arrest video.
You also want those for you?
Wie sieht's denn aus mit der Badstraße?
Put all the photographers there. They're staged. They're ready to grab her.
You ready?
Ready. Get the shot. The lighting is good. Cue police.
1, 2, 3, now pick her up.
Look at it, all the guys, that's right, walking. So for people who are listening to the podcast, so I mean, the first one you saw, poor Greta Thunberg, climate angel being hauled out of there, manhandled by the police, right? In the real video of what happened, you see her kind of standing there on a hill with the cops there kind of chatting, and they say something, she even kind of laughs, right? All the photographers get in place, the police kind of grab her, they wait for the cue, I'm not sure from who, and then they all start walking.
And I don't know what point they officially pick her up for the TV cameras.
I mean, it's just, now here's the thing that's corrupt. The CNN people who shot that knew that that's what was happening, right? Yeah. All of the reporters and photographers who were there, I mean, talk about corruption, knew that that was absolutely staged, right? And yet none of them showed the staging. That didn't come out until, what, yesterday or earlier today.
In some ways, it's always been that, you know, the hoisting of the American flag at Mount Sabachi in Iwo Jima is a staged event. The first one when they did it looked sloppy. Oh, no, okay, let's go. You gotta be. And then, you know, and so it was all staged.
But I would say this, there was a time when I was a reporter where a lot of times stuff like that is staged, right? But there was a time, and I know you don't believe this, but it is true, where you would mention that. You would say Greta Thunberg stood around and chatted with the cops, and then they arrested her for show. I mean, you would report it accurately and fairly. You would not pretend that she was there doing all this, getting manhandled by the cops, the mean cops, right? And instead, she's clearly there, she's chatting and she's laughing with them, right? And they all kind of like get posed. I mean, it was like ready, you know, what is it, live action, you know? And they all, like, there was a little clipboard there or something, and they start the arrest. an honest media would have at least said that's what was happening, that this wasn't, you know, remember, well, it was AOC. Remember, she tried to do that too, only at least the cops weren't in on that.
Yeah,
the,
that's right.
She was
yeah,
walking behind. Yeah, right, she was pretending while the cops were walking with her that her hands were handcuffed, but they weren't handcuffed at all. Just like when she was crying at the wall, when she was crying at the wall, only it was a fence somewhere else and there were no migrants there. So it's just, and again, though, all the people who get that, the media get that staged. So I think don't fall for the fact that the media are now, you know, they're reporting on Joe Biden. They, you know, they're just doing that because they're still being told by somebody. Here's from Jim Jackson. If Adam Schiff is on the white horse, it will have Schiff running down both sides. Oh, Charlene, Lindell is the only non-establishment candidate.
Yes.
Is mainstream media fueling this Biden document scandal?
Yes.
And then Charlene says staging is establishing narratives that America believes. Now it's believe none of what you hear or see. That's absolutely right, Charlene. I mean, you really just don't.
What
anymore.
You really always, you always had to do it. I remember an old girlfriend, I said, no, look, you're reading a Washington Post article. You have to think of what their outlook is and why they're reporting the information. But now you've got to kind of go, when a scandal is broken and stuff, everybody knows, yeah?
There's some, yes.
But who broke it?
That's right.
Who came up? Who was the source of the CBS News one? It wasn't CBS News. At least people are asking those that deeper question. Wait a minute.
Right.
Wait a minute. This is a whole.
It
did.
Some stuff coming out about, oh, I guess they knew all along that the vaccines had at least there were some questions that needed to be asked about strokes and things like that. It looks like they knew all along that there was an increase in cardiac incidents and myocarditis, things like that, even though they kept banning people and saying, no, that's not true. And they still would ban you today if they do that. But it's, I think people have their eyes open. And, you know, when Charlene, you say, is the mainstream media fueling the Biden document?
Yes.
Well,
I'm behind it.
Well, but somebody is behind them.
Yes.
They're not doing it because they've suddenly decided, just like he said,
right,
it's going to be the fake news is going to briefly become the hard news.
Right.
As long as it's serving, I'm just going to go ahead and call it the deep state purpose. Right.
And they know it's killing the ratings. They just know that, if you're on MSNBC or CNN and so forth, they know that nobody on their channels wants to hear bad news about Biden. But the chief has given the word, Obama's given the word, or whoever the chief is,
right?
That Biden must come out. So you're going to have to take some, you know, we'll just give you $1 billion, $10 billion from some slush fund we've got. I mean, we just pitched $1.7 trillion. Yeah.
Republica.
Yeah.
And the Soros Foundation, the amount of money it pours in to news organizations under the guise of grants to cover certain topics and stuff like that.
Oh,
like it really goes there. Now, Jacob is saying Chris Christie was the one who recommended Chris Wray to run the FBI. Yeah. Well, right. Yeah. So that's like note to self. Anything Chris Christie recommends, just say no to
that. Well, they had that down because Chris Christie was put in charge of the transition, which means you get to
president,
and they took him out of it. But they figured, well, maybe we can trust him for this one. Yeah, good job.
Charlene says exactly, Chuck. They got the word to fuel it. Yes, exactly. They did. Well, and I think this goes back to, and this is concerning to me. Why is Chris Wray speaking at the World Economic Forum? What on earth? I mean,
he's not speaking. He's meeting with some people.
Well, yeah. Again, it's like, okay, this is a deep state. It's like, you know, when the Lord of the Rings, when Sauron would command all the orcs to come back into the castle or into the fortress, right? That's what's going on with the World Economic Forum, right? They've like summoned all of the orcs back to to Davos or wherever.
Billionaire orcs. And you know, Middle Earth orcs were pretty poor, but now they make billions.
And they're all summoned there at the words of the cabal, and Christopher Wray goes trotting over. I mean, and again, my question is he using taxpayer money? And if he's using taxpayer money, I'm against that.
What do you mean?
He
took the state jet on vacation when he couldn't testify in front of the committee. But the
bigger question is, if he's not using taxpayer money, then who's paying for it? Right? I mean,
they don't care. Then it's Schwab.
Why would the Economic Forum need to talk to Chris Wray? You would think Chris Wray would be like, okay, I've got this whole Biden scandal thing back here. I'm busy. We've got these January 6th insurrectionists, for God's sakes, we got to catch. I mean, you'd think he'd be like, that's a World Economic Forum. I'm the FBI director. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jacob notes that Soros did not go to the World Economic Forum. He doesn't have to. He controls it. So and Schwab, Schwab didn't even attend this year.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, it makes you wonder. I guess, you know, if you're Sauron and you're having the orc meeting, maybe you don't feel like going either after a while. You could just jump in there during Zoom or something
I've got a command for you.
And you know, here's the thing. We're kind of joking about it, but it actually isn't funny.
I'm not joking about it.
Yeah, it's like, it's actually very scary.
This way, but I'm not joking
right.
about it.
We should all be concerned about the administration officials, the Democrats, the Republicans, and the FBI directors, the government officials who are attending,
the teachers, the doctors, the lawyers, the
prostitutes, as we're finding out.
They only get $7.50 an hour.
The prostitutes?
Yeah.
For God's sakes.
$7.50, that's nothing. New York City, a lot more than that. $7.50. You're selling them so cheap.
How do you think they got to be billionaires? Then from Jacob, is Trump back on Twitter? Here's what I read, but I don't believe it. So Facebook is apparently considering letting Trump go back on Facebook. I got to tell you what, Facebook is, I know it's still important, but Facebook's kind of dying. And, you know, talk to ad people. They're like, yeah, we don't even worry about Facebook anymore. But Trump should get on his TikTok, although the Chinese won't let him. He apparently, this is total rumor, so I have no idea if anyone knows what they're talking about, is considering going back on Twitter. On the other hand, Trump has a pretty significant financial investment in Truth Social. And I think if Trump were to go on Twitter, that would kill Truth Social. And if you're Trump, the other thing it would do is God knows what kind of pressure they put on Elon Musk, you know, to turn around or have the Justice Department investigated for hate speech. So I don't think he's going to, because you see, they do kind of an interesting workaround on that. So Trump will post something on Truth Social, then somebody else will screen grab it and post it on Twitter. So he kind of gets to put stuff on Twitter.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah, without having to actually do it himself. So I don't know. We'll wait and see. You know, who knows? You got to wonder if he has to pay the $11 to get a blue check. If he has to do that. Hey, guys, that's going to do it for us.
We'll be back. Actually, we won't be back on Friday.
Mark Poff is filling in for us on Friday.
People love Poffy.
We've got some school stuff to do there. But hey, want to thank Vicki Tonkins. She had put up earlier, go to the El Paso County Republican website. You can look at information there if you want to contribute to help. And she will keep us posted on what's going on there. Thank you to everybody on Zoom. You guys have been wonderful.
Great show. Thanks, everybody.
Right. See you later.